Hi, this is Mike Dettillier, and you are listening to Flourish Truly with Tina and Georgette.
Live from New Orleans, home of good food, good music, and tons of fun, this is Tina and Georgette with Flourish Truly. Hey, my friend, how are you doing this fabulous, beautiful week?
Hey, listen, we won, so it's, you know, already better than it was last week.
Yes, it is, and we are halfway through the week, and glorious, because you don't have to listen to everybody's listening to. Of course, we're realists here on the show, so yeah, we do actually have some negative points to talk about, but yeah, on the positive side, we'll start on a good note here. Yes, the Saints did win. They beat the Seattle Seahawks 39-32. Taysom Hill had a spectacular day. Three rushing touchdowns, over 112 yards, and he was named today the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. This was the first time that he won that honor. He did win Special Teams Player of the Week back in 2018, but this is his first time winning. Now that I think that they have unlocked the secret to success, I think we will see him possibly have some really good performances similar to this again, and maybe even win this award again. I'm really excited for him because you could just see Jameis was a little cheerleader on the sidelines.
I know.
Everybody was so happy for Taysom. And I was just happy to see the offense get something going because they've just been so sluggish. So, yes, we won. It's exciting. We're playing the Bengals. This is that coveted game on the schedule that everybody's been talking about. It was one of the three big games because, obviously, Joey B., LSU hero, brought a national championship. Him and Jamar coming home in the Superdome to play the Saints. And it's going to be a really, really fun game. It's going to be, I think, an exciting game just because the atmosphere, you got a lot of ex-LSU players, you know, obviously Tyrion, Jarvis, which we'll get to that later on. I don't know how much we're going to see of Jarvis this week. Yeah, it's super exciting for the fans, and I'm going to be curious to see how much we're going to see LSU jerseys in the Dome and who days, and just because we all saw what happened with the Super Bowl last year. A lot of people on the Who Dat Nation kind of turned in their card for a week or two to become Bengals fans, and I'm ride or die Who Dat, so I'm not going to cheer, you know, for another team and wear another team's jersey, and all bets are off. Sorry, Joey. I'm excited you brought us that championship and always grateful, but you are the enemy on Sunday. But I have concerns as far as what's going on with the Bengals, but we'll get to that later. We'll get to your thoughts and what you thought about this week's game. And is DA off the hook?
DA is not off the hook. But what I will say is that there was some fire in the belly of the team. And you did actually see something on DA on the sideline. Because last week I mentioned how he had no affect. But this week I felt like he had something. There was a glimmer of something. And that seemed to, you know, fire the team up. But I mean, Taysom, exclamation points after his name, infinity. But what I want to say just quickly about the game on Sunday, I'm going to touch on the positives. I'm just going to say AK in the run game. I loved it. I loved how we utilized him. I loved how Taysom did his thing. As I mentioned, there was some fire in the belly of the peeps. Cam, he was sacking and knocking dudes over. It was epic. Pete Werner, I love you. The end.
If you don't know his name, you will know his name, I promise you, at the end of the season.
100%.
This guy, in tackles right now. He's just absolutely phenomenal. He has been the highlight of the defense coming out of nowhere, especially because we know Cam's name and we know DeMario's name.
Yeah.
So it's exciting to see that guy under the radar. And of course, you know, he's just quietly doing it. He's quietly getting it done every week. So love it. Love, can't say enough for him.
Yep. Kids flying around on the field, making appearances. I'm down for it. You know what I was really impressed with was Andy. He was making some thoughtful decisions. That's how I worded it. But you saw he had his eyes down the field. He was looking, peeping all over the place to throw the ball. So it was good. Listen, you got to send up some prayers for Chris Olave, Deonte Harty, and Marshon Lattimore. All three got injured in the game. No bueno. I'm waiting for Jarvis and MT to be back. I'm excited about that. I'd like us to end the TQS experience. I mean, we really just use him for blocking. Can we keep that? Like, it's enough. We did have a few penalties, but they were better nominal penalties. So that we saw that cleanup. And listen, I'm going to say it. You talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and we've talked about it sidebar, that, you know, there's a disconnect perhaps between DA and the players. And we've spoken about his lack of accountability. And I'm going to call out one thing. If everyone saw Mark talking to Sean, who was on Kay Adams' show, and they talked about the fumbles, and Sean said, "What would I do if you fumbled that ball?" And Mark said, "I already know." And what I got out of that conversation is that they don't have the fear of repercussions from DA the way they still have it with Sean. And I mean, there was jokes between Sean and Mark, but Mark said it with a lot of reverence. Like, Mark is still afraid of Sean. Dig. Oh, 100%.
Yeah, it was an indirect dig.
100%.
I saw it. Her show, I love Kay Adams. I loved her when she was on Good Morning Football. She had her own show now. It's called Up and Adams. She loves the Saints. She's always been a Who Dat. She roots for. She had Mark on there. You could tell Mark's facial expression, Sean said the same thing. It was a dig at DA because, again, no discipline, no accountability. I did see a little passion this week. I want us to win. I want us to do well. I'm not all gloom and doom, but the reality is this still is a very sloppy team. And we did improve somewhat this past
week. We did.
If we improve again this week and the next week, then I will say, okay, look, we've got something here. But looking at this injury report that looks like a CVS receipt right now would actually probably make a CVS receipt jealous. It's not a positive thing. As you just mentioned, Deonte Hardy did not practice. Jarvis, Mike, Marshawn, Peyton Turner, Olave. I think Olave will not play this week, just given on what happened over the last couple of weeks with the Players Association, the league, the concussions with Tua. I think Chris Olave, because he was, I watched that play over and over a couple of times. He was knocked out briefly. I don't think he will be available this week. I know they said that Michael Thomas, you know, they were hoping to get him back this week. Everything I've heard, he's not going to be back for a couple more weeks. Jarvis, I mean, obviously none of them have practiced. Now, on the positive note, Jameis has practiced. He was limited today. This is my point on that, and I said it before. One, I am a Jameis fan, so this is no dig at Jameis. But two, he is dealing with three, not one, not two, but three injuries. He does not need to come back prematurely, period.
Agreed.
My hair twin, Andy Dalton, has done well enough to where I feel like we don't need to rush Jameis back. I want the 100% Jameis. I don't want what we saw first couple of weeks where he was making mistakes, because I know his brain was not 100%. He was not focused on the game. We say this all the time, like a broken record. It's as much physical as it is mental. You got a back injury, you got a knee injury, you got an ankle injury, you got, you know, hip injury, you got all these things going on. Your brain's, you're not 100%. You're worried about getting hit. And his focus was not there. You could see it. He was making mental mistakes that we hadn't seen him make before. He was reverting back to what everybody kept saying, old Jameis. And I'm like, yeah, that's old Jameis. That's not what we had over the last seven games. He played sloppy, poor football. He made poor decisions. And I really believe that it was his injuries, not one, injuries that played part. So let, you know, let my ginger ninja twin go ahead and start this game this week. It's funny because, you know, Cincinnati was his old team. So the last time we played the Bengals, Andy was their quarterback. Now they've got Joey P. My concerns are the injuries, period. It is the injuries. And this is an important game, not so much because, you know, we obviously need to get back to 500. My concerns are where we're looking at in the division. We were at the, you know, bottom of the barrel. Of course, now the Panthers, they just fired their coach the other day. And now they're back in last place. And then the Falcons and the Bucks. I'm not going to get into that game with officiating. Y'all saw my points on online.
I got nothing to say.
I'm not going to get into it. They lost. We're sitting in second place. And had we beat the Bucks, this would have been a different story. Tom Brady, we all know, you know, he's going through personal issues. We're not going to rag him on here. You know, we've seen his play. Yeah, they're winning, but he's not looking as good. They're very beatable. We beat ourselves in that game. So yeah, this is an important game because we have the opportunity, you know, to get back to 500. And then after that, we've got Arizona 4 days after we play. So we're already beat up. We're going into this game beat up. So this is my hope. I hope that they rest these players. And I hope that our other guys can step up, next man up, and we can beat the Bengals and hopefully get some of these guys back. a couple days later when we got to play Thursday night football.
Mm-hmm. I'd much rather that we don't play Mike T. I know everyone wants him to burn Eli Apple. I get it. Eli Apple's a tool and not a useful one. So, you know, I get it. Me, I'm not a Bengals fan because I don't really care. I was a Joey B fan. I get it. Blah, blah, LSU, championship, all that things. Do you know what? Now they're just players on another team that aren't named the Saints. So as far as I'm concerned, they're just two other dudes coming in to play a game. And I want us to beat them soundly. I don't care about homecomings and all of the things. And I know that will make me unpopular and I'm cool with that because I'm a Saints fan first and foremost. So I just want us to win. And I'd much rather we hold on to Mike T till we go out and play the Cards. Listen, the Cardinals are not that great this year. They are struggling. And, you know, if we want to get through this bird gauntlet that everyone keeps yapping about, I want us to stay focused on the important games. And in the NFC, staying ahead of that game is what's critical for us. So to your point, I agree. Let's start Andy this weekend. Let's hold Jameis back. Let's hold MT back. Let's keep the people that we need for the long haul. Because everyone needs to remember our bye week isn't until like December 15th week.
Yeah.
That's
11th, yeah.
Really far. Yeah, that's super far away. So we need to hold on to these guys. And Andy made some good decisions. And I would love it, truthfully, if it's Andy that starts on Sunday and it's Andy that beats the Bengals. I would love that.
But, yeah, it would be a great story. It really would. Mm-hmm, and again, like mm-hmm. I said, I'm not digging on Jameis at all. I'm a Jameis supporter, but I just mm-hmm. feel like, you know, everybody's trying to rush these guys back because they, mm-hmm. like you said, oh, you know, I want to see Eli Apple, you know, get burnt like toast. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, look, Mike Thomas injury, he has not practiced.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to go into details, but I mean, everything I've heard, he's not going to be playing this week. Jarvis Landry, he didn't practice last week. He didn't practice today. Deontay Hardy, they said he had a significant injury.
Oh,
so,
really?
I mean, with Chris Olave and the concussion, yeah. So a lot of our wide receivers are not going to be available. Traquan Smith, I'm over it. But you know what? You're still on this roster. You're going to need to step up. Callaway, mm-hmm. you need to step up. It's time, you know, hold like Sean told Mark, hey, hold on to the rock. You and AK yep. need to hold on to the rock. Start making these guys accountable. I am still not sold on DA. I saw a glimpse of passion and fire from him, but not mm-hmm. enough for me to sit there and say, hey, I still think he is spreading himself too thin, mm-hmm. micromanaging the defense. You hire two defensive coordinators, let them do their damn job. Point blank.
Agreed.
Let them mm-hmm. do their job and you be the coach and you give that Waffle House menu to Pete and mm-hmm. let them do their things. They made some adjustments this week. And that was yep. one thing that I felt like first, you know, things weren't working. And obviously, I mean, we utilized Taysom and you saw what happened. Now mm-hmm. that's only going to go so far. People are going to start catching wind to it. But I mean, we have weapons. We're just not utilizing them the way that we should. Ball security, sloppy penalties, be disciplined. And like I said, start making guys accountable. If Sean yep. Payton needs to come and give a pregame locker room speech, get him down here. Mm-hmm. Do what Agreed. You gotta do because it is absolutely insane that we're still having the same discussions. But like I said, there's light at the end of the tunnel. I don't know if it's a flashlight or a train. That's to be determined. We'll see next week.
Agreed. And I want to see, you know, they leveraged some cute plays. I just used air quotes. They leveraged a couple of cute Taysom plays this weekend. I want to see them shake things up. I want to see Pete Carmichael take control of the offense. I want to see DA doing the things that Sean talked about what a head coach should be doing during the game, you know, lining up those adjustments in his head, getting ready to go into halftime and have that conversation, you know, get everybody their banana and then walk them through the things that they got to do when they come back after the half. And that is what I want to see DA doing, making those mental notes and letting the guys he hired do the things they need to do. The end.
It is just, it's gotten out of hand. Yeah. Everybody was excited this week. Oh, victory Monday. Did you watch the game? It wasn't flawless.
No.
So we won against a Seattle team that is okay. I'm going to go on the record and say we win, but it's going to be a close game. I say three points.
Agreed. I stand firm on paper. We're a 12-win team at minimum. And if we could clean up the sloppiness, this wouldn't even be a question. But I agree with you. This is going to be a tight game for sure. The Bengals are not a bad team, but they are definitely not the same team they were last year. I still think we beat them, but I agree with you. It's a field goal. It's a three-pointer that keeps us in the game.
Thank goodness we got Will Lutz back.
Oh my gosh. He's
not on the injury report.
No.
And get some pressure on Joey B, because both our tackles both were on the injury report today. So obviously we talked about this last year, how their O-line was questionable and suspect. And, you know, they're having the same issues this year and they've got the injuries. Take advantage of it. Get our front seven up there. Get Warner and DeMario and Cam. Get some sacks in there. Cam's only got to get, what, 6 more sacks?
Yep.
To become the all-time sack leader of the Saints. So let's hope he gets like a couple of those this week. Maybe half would be even really good. I love seeing him fired up on the sidelines, you know, slapping guys, high-fiving and stuff. He's like our honorary cheerleader. But see, that's the thing. It's like the players, if you know, you get the passion, and if DA starts having that fire and everything, everybody's going to feed off of it, of each and every one, every single week. And that's what I want to see. I want to continue to see that fire and passion, kind of like what we have here on Floor Strolling. So
you got it.
And I want to thank everybody for joining us this week. If you have any questions, comments, if you agree or disagree, you know, you can hit us up online anytime. I'm Tina at The NOLA Girl on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And of course, you can follow us at our Floors Truly accounts on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Floors Truly Pod and Floors Truly Podcast. And Georgette, you can tell everybody where they can come and find you, give you their thoughts and opinions as well.
Absolutely. I will take all your feedback on the Twitter. You can find me at Georgie68. That's Georgie with two E's.
And we will see everyone next week on Floors Truly. Who that baby? Beat the Bengals.
Who that baby?